Cotton, Viesa Lulav, Viesa Fatarulu Shusarabin. He Beshamai does know for Mitoich. Beshamai holds that even though it saws Mutter on Yomtif, it's only Mutter Mamish Eichel Nefesh. You only let it carry on Yomtif Eichel Nefesh food. If you want to carry your food home through the Shusarabim, that's Mutter to carry on Yomtif. But to carry a cotton, a kid, or a lulav, or a sefer Torah, which is not called Eichel Nefesh, he holds it's Osir. He doesn't know from the Svar of Mitoich. Mashenkin of Beisilu Matirin. Beisilu was matter to carry anything because we hold Mitoich. As far as Mitoich, Shehutru Hoitso, Litzarech Eichel Nefesh, since you're allowed to carry out food on Yomtiv, Litzarech Eichel Nefesh, is Hutru Naman Ishtel Litzarech Eichel Nefesh. You're allowed to carry out anything even though it's not the Litzarech Eichel Nefesh, providing there's some Tzarech Hayim. And that's where we hold. We carry Sidurim on Yomtiv, we carry our handkerchief on Yomtiv, we carry things on Yomtiv, Abid, there's some Tzarech Hayim, it's Mutter. So you see, the machlokes is Beisham is machmir on Yomtiv, and Beishilu was Mekel. Drashi, ain't my tzitz. Hoitso, shaloy le tzorich. It's not the tzorich lechel nefesh. It's la ishtri. Lechatchilu be Yomtiv. Tfei me be Shabbos. According to Beishamai, it's not any more mutter on Yomtiv than Shabbos. Elo eichel nefesh. Only eichel nefesh food is the only thing you're allowed to carry out on Yomtiv according to Beishamai. Vahachta mashilu beitzilu. And after the Mishnah Mashilin said you're allowed to be matriach yourself on Paris, that goes according to Beitzilu. Fred Gemara, nay. When do we say Beshamai is machmir on Yomtiv not to carry things out? That's hoitzo. That's mamish carrying out a kid or carrying out a lulav on Yomtiv. He holds it's osur. Since it's not called Eichel Nefesh, they weren't mati you. Of the tilta mishamatlu. What are we answering before? The Mishnah says that you let us throw down the Paris your roof into the house. There's no Issah Diraisa there. It's only a Shalaf Tutul. So Mehechit Taisi Vashama will be Machma there. Vashama is only Machma not to carry things out. That's Nisi Diraisa. Of a stamp to do a Tutul, stamp to lower Paris through the roof. Maybe that Mishnah even goes according to Vashamai? So how do you know that Mishnah only goes according to Beisilu? And the Gemara, this is the assert that the Rabbi learns Pshat all Mukhs of Nis Gemara. And the Gemara of a Tutul Gufa. That the Rabbanan asked on Shabbos or Yomtiv, not to be metaltal, not to touch kelim, when you don't have to, lav mishum hoitzohi. Isn't the reason why the Rabbanan said don't touch kelim when you don't have to, is because there's a gzer, you'll come to carry it outside. So this is the Rabbit's Raya, this is the whole Yisrael of Muksa. The reason why the Rabbanan said certain kelim don't touch on Shabbos or on Yomtiv, because otta tuto lav mishum hoitzohi, we're afraid if you stump to carry kelim even in your house, maybe you'll walk out with them by mistake. So that's why the asset don't carry any kelim even in your house. Now, the kelim that I'm left to leheter that you need, you have to use on Shabbos, that's like a gzera too strong. So I bought an asset those kelim. So rather your fork, your spoon, your chairs, things that your mamish need, the serach Shabbos, that will matter you to touch. But things you don't need, like klishim left leheter leiser, a hammer is not so wichtig, is not so important to use on Shabbos. So I bought and said don't touch it on Shabbos. Why? Because we're afraid maybe you come to carry it outside. Just a tzarech gufa, tzarech mekayma, the Rabbanu will make it. So that's not the Gemara. About the Issa Muksi is a gzeira mishum hoitso. So just like Beishamai is machmir, you can't carry it on Yomtiv if it's not an Eichel Nefesh, who would then you can't do a tutul if it's not mamish an Eichel Nefesh. Drashi tilti mishamet lu, to mishavi yomtiv le Shabbos, at yomtiv shavi yischam le Shabbos, tilta lav le tzarech hoitsohi bitzmiya, hilkach, if you come to be mezalzel and touch different kelim, or here throw the Paris off your roof into your house, mezalzelus poitzur. We're going to maybe you come to be mezalzel with poitzur also. Say the climate, according to Beishamai, there'll be usher to throw the Paris off from your roof into your house. So the Gemara v'yav rav savala lohadarova. Rav also paskins like rova. So Drashi diyamar tzarech mekaymai ketzarech gufay. That we said before. That was Rava's chiddush over Abaye. That Rava says whenever you have a hetel tzarech gufay to move a kli for the purpose of using the kli itself, who are then for the purpose of the makom? Like we said, if you have a hammer on the chair and you want to sit down on the chair now, pshiti rely on move the hammer away in order to use the makom where the hammer is. That's called tzarech mekaymai. That Rava says whatever tzarech gufay to use the hammer to crack open nuts is mutter, avad you rely to move the hammer, but tzarech mekaymai. It's the same thing. So Gemara says Rav also holds from this svara. The Yomar Rav, Mar shelo yignoif zel tilto shtol tzurich. A mar is like a hammer. If you want to move it, that shouldn't be stolen. If you have your hammer outside, you want to in your yard, and you want to carry it inside out, even though you have an erev chatzeros, still it's osir. Zel tilto shtol tzurich biyosir. That's called a tilto muksa. Since it's a kli shom lachta liyisra hammer, you're not allowed to touch it. only tzorech gufo tzorech mekoymer, but sam letzorech, it shouldn't be stolen, that's also to touch it on Shabbos. Is taima, it's a diyuk. Why is it also to move the hammer from outside to inside? Shelo yignoy. You're only moving because you don't want it to be stolen. Av letzorech gufoy, or letzorech mekoymer mutter. But mashmo, if you have the hammer on the chair, and you want to sit down on the chair now, that's called tzorech mekoymer, mashmo, that's mutter. His Rav says the only time it's also to move a hammer is only for the purpose of you don't want it to be stolen. It's outside, you want to move it around. That's like we had before, mechamul itzel. If you have it in the sun and you're afraid the sun is going to ruin it, a kli that's malachtel yisr, it's also to touch it. Only a kli shall malachtel heter, a pillow or a spoon or a fork, those things you want to move that shouldn't get stolen or it shouldn't be in the sun, that's mutter. But a kli shall malachtel yisr is taka also to move it for that purpose. Of a mashmut, Sarach Mekoyme, it's mutter, so Rav also holds like Rava. For the Gemara Aini, not like this. For Rav Kana, Ikloy Levei Rav. Rav Kana went to visit Rav. The Omar, and they said, Aisile Shusa Lekana. Rav told us to meet them, bring out a Shusa Lekana. Trashe Shusa means a Mitzuda. Told them, bring out the nets that we capture behemoths with, bring out the nets. Leisa Volei. That we want Rav Kana to be able to sit down on it. He didn't have a chair to give him. He used to sit on the floor then. So he said, like, bring out the nets. So our kopon will sit on the nets. So the Chorot Tzadik now, Lav Lameimro, Didova Shom Lachtel Yisr. Now these nets on Shabbos is the Kli Shom Lachtel Yisr. What do you use nets for? To capture animals. That's also, that's say that's also do on Shabbos. So he said, you're allowed to move the nets. Why? Letzorech Gufoy. Because he wanted Rav Kana to sit on top of the nets. So Tzadik, Letzorech Gufoy in, Letzorech Mekoyim Alayt. Mashmi only said it's mutter to move it because Rav Kana wanted to sit on it. But if it wouldn't want to sit on it, just as faket, it's on the floor now. We want the floor to be clean. We want to sit on the floor. We want to move away the net so you can sit in this mukum. Mashmi b'lai b'osser. That's called tzorech mekoyme b'osser. And the Gemara name. Omalahu, the mice was like this. Shekulu shusa mak mekana. Rav said faket. Rav Kana wanted to sit down on the floor. And we had nets there. So Rav said, take away the nets. So Rav Kana could use that makam. That's called the Tzorech Mekoymei. You're not moving the net because you want to use the net itself. You just want to use the makam, the floor where the net is. So Rav said, "Claw, that's also mutter. You're allowed to move the nets on Shabbos if you want to use the makam where the nets are." The boy Yisaima Hossa Mecham Letzel Heavy. The other mice was the nets were stand outside in the sun. So if you want to move the nets out of the sun into the shade, that's tak oser. The only heter to move it is when you have to use the guf hanet, or else when you want to use the mokum of the net. Morav Mori Baruchol Heavy Leyuhu Be Sedusa. He had a Be Sedusa. Rashi Korim Shel Lovud Shekar Fitl. He had like a blanket. A blanket made out of flax. That's a klisha matl heter. He had a blanket. Bishimusha, that was in the sun. Is osla kaimi the rovas that came in front of rova. Omale malo tetelinu. Am I allowed to move my blanket out of the sun? Can I move the blanket on Shabbos? Omale shori. He said, yes, it's mutter. Abshita, it's a klisha matl heter. So you're allowed to move it. Afilo mechama letzel, you can move it. So he answered them back with Mori Baruchel. Isli Achrina, you should know I have another blanket, but I don't have to use this one. So Rav answered back, Rabbi Shno, Chosli Orchin. Good, you don't need it right now, but maybe they'll have guests, and they'll have to use it. So he answered him back, Isli Namli Orchim. No, I have plenty of mouth on the blankets. So Omalei, so Rav answered him back, Golis Adait Chaisi from you, Mori Baruchel, the Karabba Srulach. That you want to hold like Rabbah? That you want to hold that what that even though it's a klisha mlachta leheter of the tzorech mecham letzel it's aser. That's the way you want to hold. So Bzar Rava told him leku leyalma according to everybody shuri it's mutter to use it of lidach aser. But you that want to be machmir, if you want to be machmir, don't touch it. But avada the locker is since it's a klisha mlachta leheter stam a blanket is mutter to touch on Shabbos. You could even move it mecham letzel. Trashi. Rabba the time of the Yom Adovah Shom Lachtel Heter Af Mecham Letzel Mutter. Even allowed to move it just for the purpose of save it from the sun. It's the answer to the back Mar Baruch Lisli Achrini. I mean, ain't it Tzorech Guf? I don't have to use the guf of the blanket. I'm not going to use it. So he answered back to Karava Sriuloch to Yom Mecham Letzel Oser for Halacha Karava. Hey, I'm telling you, the locher is it really it's mutter. The Yom Adovah Shom Lachtel Heter Sharu Legamri. This is the Diyuk from Rashi, Lekur, not like the Ran. Here Rashi says, we hold like Rava the Yomar, Dova Shomalachta Leheter. We have a Kli, that the Ika Molochar is het, like a pillow, like a blanket, is Shari Legamri. The Lashon Legamri Mashma, any purpose in the world, you want to move it, it's Mutter. Not like the Ran. We spoke out yesterday, the Ran says that even a Kli, Shomalachta Leheter, it's only Mutter to Matal if you have a purpose. Like the case is Mechamel Tzel or Shlo Yignoy. If you have your pillow outside, you don't want it to be stolen, you'll have to carry it inside, Al Isna Muksam. Or you can move it Mechamel Tzel. But the Ran holds, if there's no purpose at all in moving the chair, or no purpose at all in moving the pillow, it's not also to move it. But that's the deal, because only Mashmet's Mutter Mechamel Tzel. Meif and Rashi, Chubi Mashmet, not like that. Rashi says, Dovah Shalmat Lehet, the Shari Legamri. Mashmet is no Tzad Isra at all. We spoke out yesterday, even though the Mishnah Berurah Taka brings down the Chumrah of the Ran, that's Mashma, if you have no reason at all, you shouldn't move any Kelim on Shabbos. We spoke out, the Aruch HaShulchan says, don't come out Stam Nagei L'maisa too much. Because usually, what purpose are you moving chairs on Shabbos? I feel you don't need it. Either because you're nervous, or else because you're enjoying moving chairs right now. That's also called the Tzarech of Yom Tiv. If you're nervous, that's going to calm down your nerves, moving around chairs, so that should be Mutter on your Shabbos, because that's your purpose now, to calm yourself down. Or sometimes you want to play with things, you have cups in front of you. Sometimes you want to throw up cups to play with on Yom Tiv, on Shabbos. So even though there's no real purpose of you're enjoying it right now, the purpose is you're enjoying it, so that'll be Mutter. So that's so negaya. But the Indian is that for no purpose at all, Yitzhak shouldn't move around Kalim on Shabbos. They only gave a heter if there's a purpose. But a kli shamlachtel heter, for any purpose that you need, it's mutter. A kli shamlachtel yisr, it's only mutter if you want to use the guf ha-kli, like to crack open nuts, or else mekaymai. But for other purposes that shouldn't get ruined, or shouldn't get stolen, that's what I want to warm out to you. By the Rashi, V'dova shamlachtel yisr yishino, l'sera gufa mekaymai mutter, or mechamal etzel, v'shula yigne vosem. But to move a hammer just from outside that shouldn't get stolen, that's no heter to move it on Shabbos. So Rav answered him back, you want to be machmir gesundei, but that's not halacha. Right. Omar Reb Abba, Omar Reb Chiya Barashi, Omar Rav, mechabdois shomilis. If you have mechabdois, means like a broom, made out of cloth. Trashi mechabdois, distributed shemechabdim bemes hashulchan. You have a small type of a broom that you clean off, clean off the table with it. Is shamilis trashi begodim? It's made out of clothing. Lechabit shulchan shemlachtel heter. So it's meant to clean off the table, which that's mutter to do on Shabbos. You're allowed to clean your table on Shabbos. So here, this cloth now is a kli shemlachtel heter. Is mutter l'tatal on b'Shabbos? You're allowed to be metatal on Shabbos. Avol shel tomorrow, but let's say it's made like a broom. Trashi shel tomorrow, kain shalonu. Lechabit esabayis. You have a broom. Tomorrow means like a deck that comes from a palm tree, made out of palms, like. And it's like a broom. And what is it meant for? To clean the floor. The osir. Has Medina the Gemara, you're not allowed to clean your floor with a broom on Shabbos. Why not? Mishamash Ragumas. Because Medina the Gemara, they didn't have like us, we have all floors with carpet or flooring. They had the dirt. So now if you start sweeping on the dirt, we're afraid there'll be a hole there. And when you're sweeping it, you'll fill up the hole, that'll be an isser. So Medina the Gemara, it's also to sweep the floor on Shabbos. So Melo the Moedu Abshim Absikration Layomas. Since it's a psik ratio, if you have dirty floor, a dirt floor, when you start sweeping it, you'll clean, fill up the holes. So since it's also to use it on Shabbos, of lasik a klishol machtel yisur. So he said, "Dish avol shel tomorrow loy." But if you have a broom made out of broom, it's also to touch on Shabbos. His man is there, it's mutter. Because about all the floors people have, it's not dirt floors anymore. Either you have a rug or you have a floor like this, and there's no holes anymore. So remember, you're allowed to use the broom, providing the broom is not brittle, that when you use it, it'll start coming apart. A normal broom that won't fall apart, you're allowed to use on Shabbos. But it didn't the Gemara, though, it's awesome. So Rabbi Lezer Weiner, af shel tomorrow. Blezer said, no, even shel tomorrow, also you're allowed to move it on Shabbos. Even though it's a kli shamlachtel yisr, you're not allowed to use the broom in the Gemara's time, still he held this mutter to touch it on Shabbos. So the Mavamaya screen, what are we talking about? For what purpose do you want to move the broom on Shabbos? You want to use the broom now, not to sweep the floor, but you want to use the broom to sweep the table, or to sweep your chairs with. So you're also tzorech mekoymoi. If you have your broom on top of the table, and you want to sit down to have a suda now, so you want to use the mokum on the table, you want to move the broom. For the Gemara, behold, lay merav shel tomorrow loy. In such a case, would Rav hold this also? For Rav, karovas through lay. We just got finished saying Rav holds like Rava. That holds, even though it's a klisha machtel yisr, the ikatashmash of a broom is to sweep the floor. that's also to do on Shabbos on a dirt floor. Over here, Lotzer Gufa, it's mutter. So why does Rav say it's awesome? Elo mecham letzel. They're talking about moving a mecham letzel. You have your broom out in the sun, and you're afraid the sun is going to ruin it, so you want to move it. For the Gemara, behold, leimer Rav Lezer, afshel tomorrow, abzayse kashen Rav Lezer. Since there's a klishol matel yisur, how could Rav Lezer be matel to move a mecham letzel? Nobody's matel to move a klishol matel yisur mecham letzel. Now the Gemara liyoyla mecham letzel. And we're talking about moving this broom stem from the sun to save it, take it from the sun to the shade. Ema v'chein amri ablozer et osur and echnami. Nobody says it's mutter. Everybody's masking it's osur. A kli shom lachtel yisir is osur to move mecham letzel just from saving it, that the kli itself shouldn't get ruined. That's osur. The rabbanu are only matyu to move it on Shabbos l'tzorich odim. If the person needs this kli, either like we're saying to crack open nuts, use the tzorich gufay, or we also tzorich mekaymay. The person wants to sit on the chair and the broom is there, you're allowed to move the broom because the person wants to use it. But it's time to save the kli for the purpose of the kli itself. That's why I bought a warm matter on Shabbos. So the Mishnah, kol ha-kelim ha-nitolim ha-Shabbos. Any kli that you're allowed to touch on Shabbos, like a box, it's any kli that's not muksar, or a chair, is shivreyim nitolim limoyim. If the chair breaks on Shabbos, you're allowed to touch the broken pieces on Shabbos also. It has to have some use. The broken pieces now, you could use for something. That means shivri areva. If you had first an areva, that's the thing you need with, the kneading board. It's an areva. You put the dough inside it. Now when this kneading board breaks, the broken pieces you could use for any purpose. Even that's the chiddush. Even though it's not doma to the original purpose, it's not something you can eat with now. It's just you could use it for any purpose you want, even to use it for a cover of a barrel. So it's still called a kli. You could touch it on Shabbos. Shivrei shuchas. If you had a glass and it broke down Shabbos, is the chasas bemes piapach. If you could use the broken glasses to cover a bottle, so it's also still called a kli, and it's mutter to touch on Shabbos. So they want to say bisman is their taka that a broken glass that breaks, we don't use it at all. The shivarim we just throw away, it's dangerous to use. Havada blabs muksa. Stama glass breaks today, or a cup breaks today, there wouldn't be any heta to touch the pieces. The only heta there is b'mokum sakonim. If it breaks in the mokum sakonim where people could hurt themselves, then as the shum sakonim, you have heta to take it away. But if it breaks in a place and nobody's going to go there, and stam you want to pick up the kalim, that type of blabs muksa. It's only muta to touch shivra kalim if the broken pieces could be used at least to cover something with. Es piapach. Now, Rabbi Yehuda says a bigger chiddush, a bigger chumra. Yehuda oimel bavad sheyosin main malachta. No, if the kli breaks, the broken pieces have to have some use, just like the original kli was used. That means shivri areva. If you had the first kli that you needed with, you made the dough in. Lotzet l'teicha and makfa. It has to be a broken part of that has a base kibbum, and you can put now makfa like a cholent, like a thick type of soup that you could put in there, something thick you could put in there, so it's doima to kneading, just like when you put the dough, it like this kli was makabel the dough, and a broken half now, so half of it also has to be used to store something in it. But if you can't store anything, it blives muks according to Yehuda. Who are the shells chuchis? If you have a big jar and now it broke, lost the tercha shemen. You have to have at least half of the jar. If you want to touch the half of the jar, it has to be at least right to put shemen in it. That's the view of the shita. Hey, so if a glass breaks on Shabbos and now these broken pieces cannot be used at all to be mekabel, it lies like noilut. It's considered something new happened on Shabbos, and it's also to move according to the Yehuda. But Allah, we hold that like the Tanakhama. As long as the broken pieces.
In any case, like Tosis in Beta says,
Machlokes, where's this Machlokes in the Mishnah? Shenishbro me'er Shabbos. Machlokes says if the kli, the chair, or the glass broke Erev Shabbos. The Ma'as Sovar, the Tanakama, Me'ein Malachtanin, Me'ein Malach Acheres Loi. Now this is Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda's Machman says that if you want to use the broken glass on Shabbos, it has to be used to mekabel something. If it can't be mekabel, you can't use it for the first purpose, it's neilut, it's awesome. Well, Ma'as Sovar, no, afilu Me'ein Malach Acheres. No, even though now the broken glass can't be used to be mekabel to receive some liquid, you can only use it to cover a bottle, that's also still called a kli. Avo nishbru b'Shabbos, but let's say the kli broke on Shabbos itself, then divrei hakol mutar. That's what the first one. That's what Yehudi wanted to say. Everybody holds that it's mutter to touch it on Shabbos. Why? Hoyelu mechonon agav yavin. The bound of the beginning of Shabbos. This kli had a shame kli. It was a big jar. It was a big chair. It had a shame kli. It's mutter. See, even though later on in Shabbos it breaks, and now the pieces are not usable at all. But since at the beginning of Shabbos it had a shame kli, it never loses the shame kli. That's what Yehudi wanted to say. If at the beginning of Shabbos it was a kli, it's always mutter. When do we say it has to have some purpose to use it? Only if it broke on Friday. So at the beginning of Shabbos it wasn't a kli. Just if it could be used for some purpose, it still retains the shame kli. Rashi, oilu mechonam agav yavin, kishakidish hayoyim. The beginning of Shabbos had a shame kli, it's still mutter. So the Gemara name, Moisev Rav Zutroi. It says Allah by Yomtiv, Masikin Vikalim. On Yomtiv, you want to make a fire in order to bake with, so you're not allowed to first strike a match on Yomtiv. But if you have fire burning already, you're allowed to put wood into the fire to make it burn more. So Masikin Vikalim, you're allowed to take a wooden chair and put it into the fire on Yomtiv. If you have a broken chair, broken wood, that you're not allowed to burn on Yomtiv. Now, the Nishbru Amos, when did this chair, this wooden chair, break? If it broke on Erev Yomtiv, so why can't you burn it now on Yomtiv? Since this wooden chair broke on Friday, or Erev Yomtiv, so what is the wooden chair Amos for now to burn with? So Avad on Yomtiv, you're allowed to use it, why can't you use it on Yomtiv? Yomtiv, you're allowed to burn wood on Yomtiv. You have to say it burnt what on, it broke on Yomtiv, the chair broke. And still we say, Ketoni, Masikim Bekelim, V'yein Masikim Meshir Bekelim. So you see, if a kli breaks on Yomtiv, we say it's Muksa, and you're not allowed to use the broken pieces on Yomtiv. So it's not like a Yehuda. You see, as far as I care, if it breaks on Friday, it's Mutter. But if it breaks on Yomtiv itself, then it's as far as it's Neulit. So a broken kli that broke on Yomtiv, it's Muksa. So tomorrow, Eli Yitma, Hochi Yitma. This is what you have to learn, Pshan Rav Yehuda. Omer Rav Yehuda Mashmuel. Machloikis, when do we have a Mishnah, the Machloikis, now Mishnah, Shenishbru B'Shabbos. Like it's only a Machloikis where there's clay, this chair, or this glass, or this array with this kneading board, broke on Shabbos. What's the Machloikis? The Masover Muchenu. One says it's Muchenu. Hey, be it has some purpose now, even though it's only used for a bottle cap, to cover a bottle, still it's called a clay, it's still Muchen. Well, Masover Nelotu, if you adults know, if you had a glass, that material of the glass was able to receive water in it, and now it breaks, and you can't use it to receive water in it anymore, it's called nevet. It's not enough to say that you could use it to cover a bottle with. That's not the purpose. It was material. Material was a kli to mekabel water, was a glass. Now if it breaks and it has no use at all of being a kabel, it's considered nevet. Something new came about on Shabbos, and that's muksa. That's the machlokes in the Mishnah. Avo me'er Shabbos. But lo yitzur, the glass broke on Friday, then divrei hakol mutarim. Then everybody holds the kli is enough, a broken glass or broken wood, that you could use the broken pieces to cover a bottle, then it's mutter to touch it on Shabbos. Since it broke on Friday, now there's broken pieces of wood. What is it oimit for? Friday, what is it oimit for? You're not going to use it for sitting on it anymore, it's broken wood. Now you're going to use it now to put on top of a bottle cap. So since on Friday was aimed to use for a bottle cap, on Shabbos, Avad v'tzmut, even according to Yehuda. As when does Yehuda say that after kli breaks, you have to have the same use that it had before, only if it broke on Shabbos? Because otherwise it'll be neilut. But if it broke on Friday, true, so Friday, first you had a good jar. Now the jar broke. It's not right to be used for jar anymore. True? Something new came out of it. A bottle cap came out of it. But I'll call upon him on Friday, you can use it for a bottle cap, so you can touch it on Shabbos also. But if it broke on Shabbos, then you've used this as a swear, no, it's no good. But glass broke on Shabbos, and the broken pieces cannot be used as a glass, it's no good. So Rabbanan say no, even though it broke on Shabbos, but since it has some use now, you can use it just to cover up a bottle cap, it's still called a clear, you could use it on Shabbos. That's what we hold. But we said, though, b'zman hazeh, though, you have to make sure that's something that could be used. Like usually broken glass now, or broken wood, we don't use it at all, we just throw it away, so that will blight muksa then. But chair, wooden chair, breaks in half. And the wood is just aimed to throw away, so that it's muksa on Shabbos. Right, Tony Chod, Masikin Bekelim, you're allowed to burn a wooden chair on Yom Tiv, V'ein Masikin Meshir Bekelim. But you're not allowed to burn a broken kli. It's a broken kli, it's called muksa. But Tan Idich, another brayta says, Kishem Shemasikin Bekelim, Kach Masikin Meshir Bekelim. No, on Yom Tiv, you're allowed to burn even a broken chair. A chair that broke on Yom Tiv, still you could burn the wood. But Tanya, the third brisa says, "Ain masikim, you can't burn loy bekelim, not a whole chair, but loy beshir bekelim, not a broken chair." So according to three of the three brises, and the Gemara, "Ho Rabbi Yehuda, the one that says you can't burn a broken kli that goes according to Rabbi Yehuda holds for muksa." Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon, Reb Yehuda usually is machmir and muksa, and Reb Shimon is mekel. Rashi, or Reb Yehuda, masikim bekelim, and Reb Yehuda holds if it's a good chair, it's not muksa. You can take the chair and throw it into the fire. But we ain't masikim b'shiv rekelim. The istle muksa, Reb Yehuda holds from muksa. V'noilat kelim, lav muksa ninu. Istle muksa v'noilat. Yeah. Now kelim lav muksa ninu. Stam a kli is not called muksa. Of shvorim never ninu. Of a shivrehim nelad ninu, but the broken piece of the kli, that's called a nelad. At the beginning of yomtiv, you had a chair. Now, when yomtiv, the chair broken half, it's not a chair anymore. It's pieces of wood. That's considered nelad. That's muksa according to Reb Yehuda. Hold Reb Shimon. Rashi hold the tani masikim mishnayim. You let it even burn the broken chairs. That's Reb Shimon. The less lay muksa, less than nelad. He doesn't know from a svar of nelad and muksa. We say no. At least, we'll see more in the sugyas, at least he's more makel than Yehuda. Havad, there's certain nerlets maybe he's masking too. But this is not a real nerlet. Because before Shabbos, the beginning of Shabbos, he had the chair. Like, you have the whole wood here. Just the beginning of Yomtiv, it was able to sit on. Now in the middle of Yomtiv, it broke, he can't sit on it anymore. So if Shimon holds that much nerlet to say something new came here that you didn't have at all before Yomtiv, it's not considered a new thing. You're allowed to touch it on Yomtiv. Ho, Reb Nechemya. And the one that says you can't burn anything, that's from Nechemya. So Rashi from Nechemya, the Yomer ain't clean nitel el l'tzorach tashmishi am yuchid loy. V'hai lav m'yuchid hu loy. The lav l'afak koi. As we have before, Nechemya only says you could touch a spoon for the purpose of eating with the spoon. If you want to touch a chair, you could only move a chair for the purpose of sitting on the chair. But to take a chair, to throw it in the fire, to burn with on Yomtiv, according to Nechemya, that's also. And we don't hold like a Nechemya. But that's his shita, that you only touch a kli for the purpose that the kli is aimed for. Amar Rav Nachman, Hani Livni, if you have bricks, the Ishtayim Binyana, you are building a house, and you finish building, and you have bricks left over. You should know, Sharla Tetelinu, you're allowed to move it now on Shabbos. It's not muksa anymore, these bricks. Why? The Chazal Mizgo Alayim. Now it's not aimed to build with anymore, you finish building. What are you going to do with these bricks now? You're going to sit on it. You use like a chair. So since it's roy to sit on, it has a shame kli on it. Rashi the Yisor Shishlim Binyana. You finished building the house already. Now that you finished the house, you're not going to use these bricks anymore for building. Elalashiv Alayim. It was a derech then to sit on these bricks. The terrace kli alayim. Since it's aimed to sit on these bricks, it's called a kli. You're allowed to sit on it on Shabbos and use it. Then it's malachtel iser. Yeah, so I'm meant to build with. And if it could be smokes machas karn kiss, you mark but not use it for anything else. Shaginu, let's say you piled them up, then vadi yaktinu. If you piled up the bricks, it's a raya, you still want to use them for building, then it's smokes you can't use it. Rashi Shaginu, Isidron Zuazu, you piled them up one on top of another. Vadi yaktinu tzarech binyan acher. You zich have asked now to take these bricks to another house and build someplace else. So vadi with smokes. Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Shmuel. Cheres Ketana, a small earthly kli that broke, is mutl taltal. You're allowed to touch it. The chotzer. In your own chotzer, in your own backyard, you can touch it. There's no issa muksa there. Why? It's Rashi. The chotzer. The shchichi bo kelim. Now that this kli cheres, this small earthly kli that broke, why are we saying it's not muksa? Because you could use it to cover up bottles. You could use it for cover. Now, where do you have bottles? In your own backyard, you have bottles. So if the kli breaks in your backyard, since there, you could use it as a cover, it's mutter. Trash of the Shrichi Bekalim. Shacheras Azer Royal Lam Kisli. But there is Kli alone. Therefore it's called a Kli. So the Gemara of a Bekarmel Sloy. If you have this broken Kli Cheras, and the Karmel supplies Muksa. Trash of a Bekarmel Sloy. Avle Bekarmel. Afilu Butech Dal Damas. It's like Muksa, you can't even touch Tech Dal Damas. Tle Shrichi Bekmani. Because in the Karmel you don't have Kalim. Tle Chos Lechsuye. Since it's this mokim right now in the Karmelis, you can't use this to cover anything. You don't have kelim there. It's not called a kli. That's what Shmuel wanted to say. We have Nachman Idei Omar Nein Afilu Bekarmelis. Even the Karmelis, it's mutter. Aber b'shus rabim loy. When the shus rabim there, no, there is no kelim. There it's not shchich at all. For Rav, Allah we hold like Rav though. For Rav, Rav Mishno Afilu b'shus rabim. No, no matter where this kli cheres is, since at certain places it's roy to use it for kli to cover, it retains the same kli all over. So the Marav Yoz the Rav the time, Rav goes to Shitosai. The Rav Evi Ka'ozil Barisko the Mechuzah. Rav was walking through the Shus Rabim in Mechuzah. Rashi Riska Shem Shus Rabin. Now Eslose Mesane Tina, his shoes got full of mud in the Rishus Rabin. Is also Shmaya, his shamish came, Shoko Chaspa, his shamish picked up the Rishus Rabin, a broken piece of Kli Cheris, a broken piece of earthly Kli, Vakomachaprale, and he started to clean off his shoes with it. So why? Because Yelb is not called Muksa, because since this Kli could be used to cover up a bottle, it's not called Muksa. Now Rome Bay Rabbon there started to scream. And Omar, and the Rabbon told the Shamish, Muksa, Muksa, don't touch it on Shabbos. Is Omar, so Rove answered him back, Loi Mistayed, Loi Gemiri, it's not enough that you Rabbon don't know yourself, no Nigra Nami Gemigri, you're telling other people what to do. Hey, Elu, but you know, the Lochra is Mutter. So what are you telling me not to do it for? You're telling other people not to do it. It's dead enough, you don't know the Lochra, but don't tell other people the wrong Halacha. Hey, the Svar is like this, Elu, Bechots are heavy. If this broken Kli Cheris would be in your own backyard, Milo heavy chazi lichsuya be money, aren't you masking there is called a kli? Because there you could use it to cover up apples with. Here in the Shus Rabim, it still has a shame kli on it, and since I'm using it now to clean my shoes, it's called a kli and it's mutter. That's Rav Svarim. So be it has a shame kli anywhere, no matter where it is, even though it's in the Shus Rabim, and there you can't use it, it's still called a kli. The same svar applies to anything. You have a spoon in the Shus Rabim. So don't say the svar of Shus Rabim, there's no food there. So you can't use the spoon for eating, so with Shus Rabim, the spoon should be muksa. No, since the spoon is roy to be used in your house, no matter where it is, it's called a kli. That's Rav Svar, that's where we hold halacha. Amri Rav Yudu Amar Shmuel. Maguf is chavis. Shenichtato, maguf is a barrel of wine that it broke. And then what then the magufa usually means the covering also broke. Is mutla tatlu b'shabbos. You're allowed to touch the broken pieces on Shabbos. Why? Because they could be used to cover up other bottles with. Tanya nami yochi. Magufa, if the barrel itself, shenichtato. He, v'shevre, he and the broken pieces, a mutla tatlu b'shabbos. Avishno v'la yispas mimenu shever l'chassas b'as akli. Yispas mean you can't, Rashi, you can't take one of these pieces of wood from the broken barrel and start smoothing it out. Rashla Yiswas means yisakin. You can't be misakin the wood. Lahatabli tostav, you have sticking out splinters in the wood. You want to pick off the splinter to smooth it out. For yulksin, bishabis, the over clear, they'll be makvapatish. Since you're smoothing out this wood to make it usable, that's the malachas of makvapatish. So you can't smooth out the wood on Shabbos. To use it the way it is, you're allowed to use it because even though it's a broken kli, it could be used to cover other things with it. What then you could use it like wood to put underneath your bed, to hold up your bed. If you take these broken pieces of the barrel and throw it in the garbage, then a blives mukser. Once the bialim threw it away on Shabbos, nobody could touch now blives mukser. Because the Gemara maskala rapopo, ela meyata zorok le leglima, hochin ame the yosser. Hey, look, you see, someone takes a shirt, a good shirt, takes his jacket and throws it in the garbage. You know, tell me now it becomes mukser and nobody's allowed to use it. Like, why not? It's still usable, it's still called a kli. The fact you threw it away, it's not, doesn't make a nice kli. Elam rapopo, teretziz, im zorkim aboy joim la ashpa asura. If you threw it away,